views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I have to say, every time I hear that introduction that Dr. Pat reads, I am moved at a very deep level because I have been put in a wonderful position to be able to help create dialogue every week on the radio around the globe about Lyme disease. So what a blessing, what an opportunity. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for my producers at WBLQ and all the folks at the Dr. Pat Network. And today, I have to say, it's a special day. It's my birthday. And because it's my birthday, I'm doing a special treat for everyone. We're going to have giveaways of my award-winning book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit. So everyone that's listening that would like a copy, please call the station. Brian is going to have his hands full, but the number is 800-930-2819. I'll say that again. It's 800-930-2819, and Out of the Woods will arrive to you next week. So let's talk about today's show. Today, I think it's beautifully aligned that as a classical homeopath of 30 years and an individual myself who recovered from advanced neurological Lyme disease without antibiotics, I made that journey, took 5 years of treatments, but it was all with natural medicine, and I am glowing and healthy and vital, and these healing disciplines do some really significant work with this epidemic infectious illness. And I have a very special guest. Let me tell you, Dr. Christine Gedrick is a board-certified family practitioner specializing in integrative medicine. She also has an expertise in German biological medicine. Dr. Gedrick received her undergraduate degree from Harvard University and her medical degree from Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She completed her internship at Cornell University and her residency at Overlook Hospital in Summit, New Jersey. In addition, she has studied integrative medicine with Dr. Andrew Weil, and Dr. Gedrick is also a board-certified acupuncturist. So, Dr. Gedrick, you have beautiful qualifications. I know you're doing fantastic work out there in the field. Welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you very much, Katina.
I'm honored to have you on the show, and we have so many wonderful things to talk about. I don't even know where to begin with. So let me just ask you, what even got you interested in naturopathic medicine and natural healing in the first place?
Well, that is right at the meat of the matter. Wow. Okay. So my internship was actually in plastic surgery. I placed as a combined fellow in plastics at Cornell, and I began my journey as a surgeon. And at that point, I was very evidence-based medicine. It was all about anything published, and really that's all I wanted to know about. I knew nothing of naturopathic medicine, and it was completely off my radar. And then I began having probably what are very usual issues for a surgical resident, ulcers and migraines and problem sleeping, and all related effectively to lifestyle choices and stress and diet, which was terrible, and additives in my food and lack of nourishment, et cetera. But no one really took the time to address that, and I was given pretty soon a medicine cabinet full of pharmaceuticals to try to heal this, that, and the other thing. And they all had interactions, and I soon became, you know, pretty much a victim of that whole process. So I took a pause and took some time for myself and began my own personal journey into naturopathy, and was healed by a colleague of mine, actually fairly quickly. And that's what really was a deal breaker for me. I learned acupuncture as first a patient, and I became just intimately aware of how effective it can be. You know, one treatment and my migraines were significantly improved as opposed to five prior medications that had done very little to help them. And I was given a solution for a long life of Nexium, which was licorice extract. And I began to reclaim my health in my own way. And I learned and read. And I really was going to leave medicine, actually. And I think the universe just righted me back on a different path, because a woman had a cardiac arrest in front of me at a restaurant, and I needed to resuscitate her. And in that moment, I realized that all of this new learning that I had undertaken on my own journey could now impart to others. And so I went back into my particular field with the intent at its inception to become an integrative practitioner. And I chose family practice because at this point, I see as many children as I do adults. I have infants, I have pregnant women, I have infants, I have very young children, and I have all the way up through, you know, the geriatric population. So that was the original motivation for family practice, and it paid off, because now I've been able to help all ages. That's really, my journey.
That's a fabulous living example of healing at the deepest level, and a personal journey that also you can impart at a practical and professional level. So congratulations, I say.
Thank you. So I feel, you know, I feel very blessed, because I had probably about a year's worth of ICU and very advanced surgical care. I was in trauma and open heart surgery. I operated with Dr. Oz back as a medical student. So I saw a lot of very critical care, and that is really always with me, because it backstops a lot of what I'm able to do in my practice today, because I have a clear understanding of where the line is between when do we invoke a Western approach? When is this, you know, chest pain, not babesia, and really a heart attack? And when do we really need to go to some serious, you know, go to the emergency room, versus we can stay purely in the functional, you know, naturopathic realm? And I do believe in my heart of hearts all of that journey for myself was meant to be, because it's really made a difference today.
I hear you. And you sharing that story and my experience 30 years in the healthcare profession, that was no accident. That was, you know, destiny at play. And you have been trained to really embody what I say the Lyme disease epidemic asks for. This is an expression I use when I'm out on the road speaking, because I speak to so many Lyme disease support groups and communities that are struggling. And this is my opinion, and I have a feeling you might resonate with it. I say that Lyme disease is the infectious illness epidemic of our era that asks us to marry the two hands of healthcare. It asks us to take the diagnostic and pharmaceutical tools of allopathic Western medicine and unite it with the supportive therapeutic restorative work of natural medicine, and the two hands working together are better than one.
I would completely agree with that.
Thank you. Thank you. We sing the same song. So tell me then, you know, with your practice, it's chock full. You're in New Jersey. You're right there, you know, in the midst of a pandemic Lyme disease area. Approximately how much of your practice would you say is afflicted with Lyme disease?
Well, it's interesting. So I didn't know I was going to be really focused on Lyme when I first started. I hung out my shingle. I was starting a family, and we just figured that I would be able to practice, you know, kind of around having children, and whatever happened, happened. And what I found within a very short period of time was that the patients that were coming to see me were patients that had Lyme disease, because that's who's seen 10 doctors and still doesn't have an answer. So if you try to practice integrative medicine in this area, you're going to end up seeing a lot of tick-borne disease. There's just no way around it. So that's, Lyme found me, and I'm very grateful for it, because I now have 3 young children that are out on the fields, and they're friends, and there's tick bites that we have to contend with. And so I feel kind of armed to bear. But in any event, after I realized it was Lyme that was causing a lot of the issues that I was seeing, I then began kind of a journey in advanced training and found the ILADS organization and the physicians training program. And that is what catapulted things into, you know, the present, my present day practice.
Yes, I could see how that could happen so easily between the whole Eastern Seaboard and up to where I am in Northern New England. And I've traveled, you know, down to the Carolinas and to Florida, Northern Florida, California, Pacific Northwest. I mean, practitioners are being asked to really look right in the eyes of this Lyme disease epidemic. It really is front and center now. It's no longer just kind of a maybe question, but it is a reality. It's here to stay. And there you are. As you said, the cases were walking right in the door in front of your very eyes.
Yes.
And so we are needing to get ready for a station break, Dr. Gedrick. So please stay with me, and audience listeners, please stay with us too, because we've got a lot more ground here to cover with Dr. Gedrick. I know she's got a lot of information to share on the natural healing approaches, but I want to remind you listeners, call in to Brian, my producer at WBLQ, and get a copy of Out of the Woods today. It's 800-930-2189, and Out of the Woods will make its way into your heart, a wonderful, inspiring book of Lyme disease recovery. So 800-930-2819. Thanks, Dr. Gedrick. We'll be right back, everyone. This is Limelight Radio.
When I get older, my head many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine?
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Katina Makris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Hello, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio. I have to say, I'm in northern New England, and we're getting a big snowstorm today. And wonderful conversation we're having here with Dr. Christine Gedrick. And Dr. Gedrick, let's continue where we left off. And I would love to find out from you, if you could elucidate to our listeners, who actually do you consider would benefit from the naturopathic approach to Lyme disease and the tick-borne co-infections?
Okay, sure. So we have to think about this all the time. Now, we've got a few different subsets of those patients. Certainly in children, in the pediatric population, we tend to lean a little bit more heavily on the naturopathic protocols, and that is a way in which we reduce toxicity in terms of exposure to the pharmaceuticals. So, for instance, an adult can make a very active decision to take Zithromax for a year, but giving Zithromax to a child for a year, you've made a decision for them, and sometimes parents are very uncomfortable with that. Their pediatrician's telling them that that's not safe. They're concerned if they were to get strep throat, what would they use? So these are real case examples where you would want to start thinking about using some of the herbal formulas to replace the long-term use of the antibiotic. In addition to that, we've got other populations. So there are adult and hopefully not so much pediatric populations, but people that have already had complications to the long-term use of antibiotics. So constitutionally very depleted at this point. They may have had Clostridium difficile infection of the intestines. Or they may have a very severe fungal dysbiosis. I think those of us that treat in this field know how incredibly tricky it can be to try to tease out the symptoms of chronic Lyme when a patient's on antibiotics and a yeast flare. And that's can be very complicated. So when a patient has a fairly severe fungal dysbiosis, it doesn't mean you cannot treat with an antibiotic, but certainly we often use more of the naturopathic herbal homeopathic protocols in those cases. There are patients that are just very sensitive. They're patients that will self-proclaim themselves to be intolerant. They have multiple drug allergies. So these are patients that, you know, certainly if you're going to go at them with a pharmaceutical, it needs to be cautious. And some of them have whole classes that have just, you know, because of their allergies, they're not options. There are many patients walking around with penicillin and cephalosporin allergies, and that takes out the whole class of cell wall inhibitors. So what do you do with those patients? You know, if you use the herbal blends, then you're going to have the different forms of Borrelia covered, and you can use maybe just an intracellular antibiotic instead of having to cover all the forms of Borrelia or the various co-infections with different antibiotics for each organism. And so how we typically start is in that way. What we will do is do a full panel of blood work. We try to figure out both clinically and, of course, what the patient tells you is going to trump everything else. So you're listening carefully, of course, as the clinician to hear the story because that's where the truth lies. And then you use the blood work to back that up. And once you have that whole picture put together and you can make a best guess at what the biggest players are, maybe you choose one or two pharmaceuticals to address those, and then you complement the protocol with various herbs and homeopathics that will support otherwise. So we might identify Borrelia, we may identify Bartonella as being the two big players. We certainly know there's biofilms. We're going to know there's probably some protomyxoa around if there's biofilms, just guesses. There might be some viral infections. So what we would do in these cases is maybe give two intracellular antibiotics or maybe just one and use an herbal formula for the Bartonella, for instance, instead of using two intracellular. So if we went with one, we would use an herbal blend to support, and then we would use an herbal blend certainly for viruses because I think it's fairly universal. The track record for the antiviral medications like Valtrex, et cetera, has been very poor. But on the other hand, and we'll get into this, I know, a little bit later in detail, but the Beyond Balance and the Susan McCamish's line of herbs is just beautiful, and the viral formulas are effective. They work. So there'd be no reason to not use them.
Yeah, that's great. So see, now you clearly outlined the candidates that fit nicely into this combination or, as you said, naturopathic approach. I know myself, I was in that very sensitive category. Like, even, you know, before I got sick, when I was, you know, in my 20s, it was, you know, if I took anything like a Sudafed or something, you know, or NyQuil, I was like so extremely affected by any kind of pharmaceutical medicines that, you know, that ultra sensitive type body was not well suited to heavy drug protocols. So yeah, there are many people out there. And as you said, the constitutionally depleted, that rings true to me for so many folks. I meet them, Dr. Gedrick, when I'm out there speaking in the Lyme communities. People have been on antibiotics for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and they're maybe halfway better, but they're also so very fragile. And, yeah. You know, my heart bleeds to them. And as a natural healthcare practitioner, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to rebuild their depletions.
Yes. Yes. This speaks very, very much to a point that I often make, which is there is nothing wrong with using pharmaceuticals when they need to be used. But what I tell patients is it's a law of diminishing returns. These drugs are mitochondrial toxins. They are going to cause a constitutional depletion with overuse. And so when I use them, while I'm not perfect and nobody is, I try my hardest to get in and out as fast as I can. And if that means that I have to hit harder first, you know, and use it, plenty of patients are on IV antibiotics if necessary, but we try to minimize it and keep it to just a few months if possible. I can't think of a case in the practice where I've had a patient on antibiotics for over, you know, let's say nine months at the most in years, because I just have seen how much these medications take somebody's constitution down the more that they use them. So we have to keep that in mind. And I think the more we can use the naturopathic approach to really bolster somebody's system and give them that foundation. And that's what's so beautiful about the herbs, because they nourish and they help the organ system that they're depending on in order to eradicate the organism that's being treated. So let's say, you know, you have a viral formula, it's going to be helping the body inherently. You know, herbs are plants, and plants have vitamins and minerals in them. So these are natural things that are providing a kill effect, but they're also nourishing and supporting the constitution at the same time, as opposed to leaving toxic residue around, which is what the pharmaceuticals do. And, you know, again, it's not a criticism. The pharmaceuticals are absolutely lifesavers for some, and we've seen it and we use them. But it just needs to be understood that in this really protracted chronicity to drug use becomes, it really is the law of diminishing returns.
Very well said. I really admire you for framing it in such a clear way. And it's true, you know, we are human beings that live on this planet Earth, and we are part of an environment. And of course, there are herbs and other ingredients from nature that have great synergy with our various systems, and energetically, and as you said, mineral, vitamins, etc. You know, plants are whole products. They have these tiny little small elements in them too that are just as important to making that primary ingredient work versus just isolating the primary ingredient in a pharmaceutical.
Right. I sometimes tell patients when they ask, in fact, I just had someone in my office today, we were talking about this, and I said, well, it's kind of like, you know, the difference between vitamin C and the whole bioflavonoid complex. So, you know, when you pull an extract from a plant, and most pharmaceuticals are derived from plants, but what happens is it becomes so isolated that the toxic effects of that particular medication in nature, if it was present in the plant, there are other substances present that counter the effects, so they make it less toxic in the natural state.
Yes, definitely. And you know, I'm so pleased to have you on the show today with us and be able to articulate this to our listeners, because America got very one-sided in the past, you know, 50, 60 years with drug-based healing as the primary tool. And I have watched in my 30 years of practice the natural approaches finding their way back into our lives. And you are really explaining it in such a way, I think, that a person that's new to understanding naturopathic medicine can digest just, you know, how important it is. And it's not, you know, anything that's so-called damaging when you're under the guidance of someone like you that's well-trained.
Yeah, I think that that is an important point to focus on, because many patients are, first of all, they don't really understand what herbal medicine is about. And we're using professional-grade blends that have been crafted by herbalists, and there's quality control, and they're well-tested, and they're understood. And this is very different from sending somebody out to the vitamin shop to buy, no disgrace to the vitamin shop, wonderful company, and provides, I'm sure, a lot of good service. But it's very different from sending a patient out, for instance, to a purveyor that they can just pick up off the shelf something as a single base formula. That is a much harder way of, you know, even attempting to put a treatment protocol. And it's a very different paradigm. We're talking about, you know, as they said, medical grade, and these blends, particularly the blends that have been designed for the tick-borne illnesses, have several herbs in them. So it's one blend has, you know, up to 8, 9, 10 things in it that are supportive to multiple organ systems in the body. And they can achieve results far beyond what any single herb formula could do.
Yes, that makes complete sense. So, Dr. Gedrick, stay with us, please. It's time for a station break. Listeners, stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Oh,
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and it's my birthday, so I'm giving away copies of Out of the Woods to all you wonderful listeners. Please feel free to call in to 800-930-2819 and get a copy of Out of the Woods. We're visiting with Dr. Christine Gedrick. We're talking about naturopathic medicine and how it applies to Lyme disease and co-infections. I have to say there are many fabulous companies out there right now making some terrific products. We've got BioResources, we've got Emerson Ecologicals, Mountain Health Products, we've got Beyond Balance, we've got The Vitamin Shop, we've got different companies out there, but you need a practitioner to guide you. This is something that I emphasize in my book, and I need to emphasize it to all our listeners today. Lyme disease is not a self-help illness. It's a very serious, complicated cousin to syphilis. You would not go self-help treat syphilis. You need a practitioner that knows what they're doing. And Dr. Gedrick is very well trained in the use of natural products with these complicated illnesses. So Dr. Gedrick, since we're really in the heart of it now, could you talk about some of the formulas and actually, you know, how they apply and what they are about?
Sure. So let's talk about the Beyond Balance line, which I mentioned earlier. Now, this is a line put together by Susan McCamish, and it's a wonderful line. The reasons that I like it are, number one, it's glycerin-based. So it's very friendly for children. It's sweet tasting, and it's gentle. It energetically, you mentioned yourself being a very sensitive patient. So this is a great line for patients that are very sensitive and tend to react to things. And by definition, any of the herbal tinctures are, you know, almost infinitely titratable. So you can start with anywhere from one dose, you know, one drop, or even less than. Some patients will give a drop in some water and have them take only a fraction of that until they adjust to the formula. So that's the other beautiful thing about working in this realm, is that there's so much possibility in titrating and individualizing a protocol to an individual patient and their particular constitution. So, but Susan's line, the Beyond Balance line, really has, she's done a beautiful job of tailoring these formulas to Borrelia, of course, Lyme disease, and then we have the older BB1. There's a newer BB2, which seems to be working just great in our patients. It is a stronger formula, and for patients that have been on treatment, certainly patients that have already had pharmaceutical treatment, they can often go right to the use of the BB2, and it will really hold them very nicely. I love the bar. These are all MC formulas, so MC Bar 1, and she has put out the Bar 2 formula in the last year, and we are seeing great results with these formulas.
That's for Bartonella, for Bartonella?
That's right. They're for Bartonella, but here's what's interesting. So in the traditional realm, there is tremendous emphasis on identification of the organism, and then because you're picking a pharmaceutical, you need to know what you're treating. But in the naturopathic realm, you can pick formulas based on compartments. So Stephen Fry, with the Fry, the complement of Fry testing that can be done, can identify bacteria in certain parts of the red blood cell, and they're epi-erythrocytic bacteria. We know these can be, but may not be, Bartonella. But the wonderful thing is that we can choose herbal blends to treat these findings. So we're treating compartments. We're not necessarily identifying the specific organism. If we can, super. But if we can't, we can still treat the compartment. So if we know somebody has intracellular infection, we use the Bar 1 formulas because it's targeted to the intracellular milieu. That may be Bartonella, it may be chlamydia, it may be mycoplasma. The newer Bar 2 formula, out for about a year, has been tremendous with the chlamydia infections. So again, we have a new playing field, and there's a lot of flex. There's a line for the Babesia organisms. So there's the BAB1 formula that was formulated for the Microti strain, the Babesia microti. There is the BAB2 formula that was formulated more for the Duncani, Babesia Duncani strain, or the WA1. Now, the interesting thing about the BAB2 formula, it seems to be working wonderfully against the newer Protomyxoa rheumatica, which seems also to be at playing a big role in the production of biofilms. This is kind of the cutting edge right now, is understanding some of the more effective ways at eradicating this organism. But we've had wonderful results with the BAB2 formula towards this end. And finally, the newest in that line is the BAB3 formula, and seems to work very well for the most constitutionally depleted patient that's had Lyme for over 10 years, 10, 20 years, has been on everything, and that Babesia is really entrenched. May not be Babesia any longer. It may be more of the Protomyxoa, could be other, different forms of pyroplasms, but this BAB3 formula seems to be hitting both the Microti and the Duncani strains and is constitutionally a very good choice for those particular patients. There's some viral formulas, IMNV 1 and 2, and those are really working nicely on the patients that have, Epstein-Barr and Coxsackie and HHV-6 and cytomegalovirus. So we've all known these things to be true, and it's hard to figure out, how to put together a huge... These protocols are huge. I mean, they're big. It's not uncommon to find a patient with 6 or 7 infections. And
of course,
to rely solely on a pharmaceutical to address every one of them becomes a hazard in and of itself.
Yes, and, it sounds like that this training to even work with the Beyond Balance formulas, it must be very thorough. So my wish here now as a host of Limelight Radio and interviewing you with your, fantastic experience and knowledge, and you're right there, in the field, literally, helping patients get well. How do our listeners get their doctors to learn what you have learned, how to use these formulas? How does that happen, Dr. Gedrick?
Well, BioResource that offers this line, really, they do offer practitioners a tremendous amount of education, and that's truly how I began my understanding. And I wandered up to them at an iLads conference, and it was a woman by the name of Judy Loring that really helped me get off the ground and continues to assist me today in an understanding of how to put the German biologicals, which we haven't even discuss together with these herbal formulas. So I think one thing that's that is also inherent in practicing in this field is the ability to truly integrate with other practitioners. There tends to be a very hierarchical nature in the traditional medical paradigm, and that is not at play in this paradigm. We really need to learn from others, and there are others that are better trained. MDs are not necessarily trained in herbal. I've pursued fellowship in integrative medicine and had a lot of herbal training as a result of that. But there are many educated people that we can learn from. So the first place to start would be contacting BioResource and contacting them for information about some education on the formulas.
Yeah, so listeners, do that. Write down BioResourceInc.com and have your doctor or print something out and bring it to your doctor if you want them to start learning about this very important and intrinsic piece of healing from Lyme disease, because we're hearing from Dr. Gedrick how much success she's having, and it's almost like, wow, the time is here. This is it. We've got great formulas that you said that are, you know, really doing the work. And we have only a couple minutes before our next station break, Dr. Gedrick, but could you just mention quickly, we can finish up after station break, about that, the German biologicals that is at the Picana line, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And this has been an incredible addition to the practice. So to underscore, biological medicine is terrain-based medicine. So it's harnessing the body's ability to heal itself. And the first step in doing that is to allow the body to detoxify, specifically the extracellular matrix. So I draw this analogy on a daily basis to my patients. It likened the body to a sponge, and the cells of the body are the holes of the sponge, and the matrix is the tissue, is the sponge itself. And as we age, that sponge gets dirty. And if I asked you to clean up a kitchen counter that was dirty, you would take that sponge across, and halfway across you'd have to wring it out. The same thing happens to our body when we're trying to fight these infections off. The microbial debris goes into that sponge, and it needs to be wrung out. And if we don't wring that sponge out, that's where the Herx reactions come from, because we're trying to jam more toxins into an already jammed-up matrix. So the biologicals are a homeopathic, completely safe, non-toxic way of draining the matrix and getting toxins to move out of the body so the body can start to heal itself.
Fantastic. Time for station break. Let's talk about this more when we get back. It's critical, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Katina Makris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris. And one more time, I'm going to say, listeners, today is book giveaway of Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit. Get your pencils out, 800-930-2819. Give a ring in to the station, and you can get a copy of Out of the Woods. And we are having, I think, one of the best shows I've had on Limelight Radio. I'm adoring this conversation with Dr. Gedrick. Thank you so much, Dr. Gedrick, for sharing so much and teaching our audience so much today. Let's continue. That sponge analogy was fantastic. Let's talk a little bit more about the importance of the detoxification.
Sure. Well, I love the sponge analogy because I think it really, really, it's what I think about. So I think it does hit home. And I think most patients can really understand that. And since we've started with the biologicals, specifically the Pecana line of drainers, we have had so many less Herx reactions. I mean, I would say maybe 10% of what we used to have. And so patients don't have to suffer through Herx reactions. They're going to have them here and there, and that's to be expected. But to have, you know, terrible Herxes that end you in bed and it go on for days and there's no traction with the protocol, that's not necessary at all. So it's really great to, you know, to embark on some drainage medicine. And the wonderful thing is that these are done with low-potency homeopathics. They're blended homeopaths. Now, interestingly, we have a classical homeopath in the practice, and when she was first introduced to this, she felt that it would be counter what she was doing with patients if they had a constitutional, but it does not. So it really can go hand in hand with constitutional homeopathy, and there isn't any interference. So
I know. Isn't that beautiful? Because, you know, I'm a trained classical homeopath. I'm going to have another show one day on classical homeopathy so people learn what it is. But it's very true. Like when I was trained 30 years ago, I had the good fortune of being trained also by a clinical homeopath, famous doctor from South America, who used low potency homeopathic remedies, sometimes two and three in combination, like formula, like you just said. Mm-hmm. And he could, you know, dissolve kidney stones. He could restore a collapsed lung. I mean, all kinds of things with these homeopathic formulas. And the drainage remedies I used were a big piece. My practitioner that started me on my healing journey with Lyme, before we even went near killing a Borrelia or Babesia bug, he had me on 6 weeks of drainage homeopathic support. So I hear you. And then, you know, also on my journey, I had the classical homeopath backing up my constitution with my constitutional type. So all of these pieces can play together in a beautiful tapestry.
Absolutely. And I think the more patients are able and inclined to do that, the better. I mean, they really do complement each other. So the drainage remedies are essential, and they are really using, it's interesting, it's a blend almost of the allopathic traditional medical model and homeopathy, in that what they're doing is using the homeopaths to support the organ system. So it's a Western model, but you're using homeopathics. So for instance, almost all of our patients are on liver, lymph, and kidney drainage. Now, there's some specifics, of course, when you get into a case, but we will then layer in additional drainers, quote-unquote, to support detoxification of certain organ systems. So, for instance, a patient that's having palpitations as part of their syndrome or clinical picture would have a heart drainer added in. The patient that has the irritable bladder would have the bladder drainer added in. The drainers that are tremendous are the nervous system drainers, the fractured psyche that comes with Lyme, and the paresthesias and some of the just very debilitating neurological complaints can be so helped with just simply adding a nervous system drainer. So that's been wonderful. And the other analogy I often use with patients is, you know, you can kind of liken wellness to a kitchen sink. There's a faucet and a drain. The sink is your reservoir, and that's kind of your genetics and what you have going on in terms of the amount of infection and all of that. And when the sink overflows, you're not going to feel well. That's when symptoms come out. So as we turn on the faucet and we really crank up the killing, we got to open the drain. Where's it supposed to go? If we don't open the drain, it's just going to start coming out all other place, and that's when you really feel lousy. So the more we open that drain up, the better patients feel.
So true. Our bodies are miraculously oriented to returning to balance, or what we call homeostasis. And we have these systems of elimination, liver, kidney, spleen, the skin, as you said, the bladder, and our psyche has its ways too, through tears and emotional expression. And we want to support these systems. We want to support our being. And these beautiful formulas, these German biologicals, that Picana line, they're so nourishing, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's inherent. They're spagyric formulas. So they have both yin and yang aspects of the original plant material. So, you know, the idea being that the sum is greater than the parts, you know, and putting them back together. So they're really tremendous.
Yes. And so listeners, I hope you're hearing this today from Dr. Gedrick. She's doing such a beautiful job. She's talking so beautifully. Thank you, Dr. Gedrick, about what healing really is about with this illness. You've shared with us about depleted constitutions, about sensitive individuals, children. We've talked about detoxifying and draining. We've talked about going after the organisms with these natural herbal-based products, and you know, you're working this at multiple levels, coming in at different angles, and also I can hear from the way you explain things, the time and care you put into your cases and into your clients, and you know, I really applaud you. You are the doctor of the future. This is what we need here in this country, is a system of healing that is complete. And I also want to ask you if you don't mind sharing, because you did mention this to me before we even came on air, about how you actually aren't so frightened about your children playing outside, knowing that you're in a Lyme endemic area. Just tell me how that works for you.
Well, it's hard. You know, I think one of the things that I was hoping to impart to the listeners a bit is that there's so much fear around Lyme. And I have patients that come in and they're just terrified. They're terrified they're never going to get better. And then worse, they're terrified that if they do get better, that they're not going to end up sick again the next day. So there's a lot of fear around this disease. And I think what's so wonderful about really embodying or embracing the naturopathic options that we have available to us is that it's inspiring. It provides a sense of confidence. You're building your body up so that if you do get re-exposed, it really doesn't affect you in the same way. I mean, we can live with some of these diseases and not even know we have them if our constitutions are strong. And that's hopefully at the end of all of this, what is the end? That's the end result, is that the goal is to get the patient's constitution up and healthy and strong so that if they do get exposed or bitten again, it's not the same path and the same journey. And because of that, you know, I do my best to allow my children to lead a fairly normal life. I have a 6, a 4, and a 3-year-old, and they're out on the soccer fields and the playgrounds, and we live in a deer-infested area. And I will admit they have... one or two of them has been bitten, and they have never had an antibiotic, and they don't have any infection presently. So we dealt with the co-infections that they got, and we dealt with their illness from start to finish with all of the things that we've discussed here today. And they know what it's like to take herbs. They open their mouths, and, you know, I drop them in the morning or at night. And it's a way of life, but it's a great way of life because I think we feel very empowered and comfortable and not scared.
That's so wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Christine Gedrick. I have enjoyed this hour with you in so many ways, and I know our listeners have learned so much. You are a blessing. Thank you for coming on Limelight Radio with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a real pleasure to be able to talk. Thank you so much.
So very welcome. Thank you, listeners. Tune in with us again next week. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.